Carved from sandstone, this perforated screen stands at 3.5 feet tall by 3.5 feet wide, with a thickness of nearly 4 inches. Dated to the early 17th century, the screen's smooth, tan surface has worn away in certain places to reveal patches of dark brown and earthy light orange. Cut into the rock, the geometric design is partitioned into 4 equally sized rectangles, circling a central square. Occupying the center of the screen, this square measures at half of the length of each of the rectangles. Each panel is recessed into the sandstone slab with an angled border of small, cutout triangles that measure an inch. Outside of this recessed border lays an inch-wide gap of polished sandstone. This sandstone separates each panel from the adjacent panels or edges of the screen. Each panel and the central rectangle contain intricate, non-figurative patterns formed through lattices of thin, intersecting sandstone filaments. These web-like filaments measure approximately half an inch wide. The negative space created by the cutaway sandstone allows for the viewer to look through the perforated screen and would also allow for light to cast shadows that project the panel's patterns onto nearby surfaces. The 4 rectangular panels harbor identical repeating patterns, centered around interlacing and adjacent octagons. As 2 octagons rest side by side vertically, they will overlap with octagons horizontally, creating a diamond pattern through the network of sandstone. This larger diamond pattern is repeated on a smaller level at each of the corners of the diamond, due to the overlapping lattices of the octagons. The central square panel hosts a unique lattice pattern created through an interplay of circles, pentagons, and ribbon-shaped polygons. The 2 small circles that reside in this square are the only circles that appear throughout the whole perforated screen.